Welcome to Executives Talk Satellite.
Thank you. Really glad actually to be with you here.
How is SAL-1 performing? And can you update us on the service uptake on the satellite?
Actually, SAL-1 has really succeeded. So fantastic performance, especially with the quality actually of the services, the anti-jamming, which is one of the more advanced satellites actually in the region right now. Regarding the other services actually, so we can talk about the Ka band regarding that. So we are investing now actually to have our new hub for the VSAT services. We can use it also for news gathering and the one-way services as internet services. So there will be a lot of services we are thinking about actually in the Ka band. Broadcast actually to live purely in the Ku. So we are nearly full, but we can arrange for some more capacity with our partners. We will have more capacity in the Ku actually in SAL-2.
SAL-2, you've chosen Mitsubishi to build the satellite. What capabilities will the satellite own? And how will it address the market?
Actually, let's talk about the coverage first of all. It will be the same coverage as SAL-1 to have more capacity because we have a lot of demand in the orbital position. I will talk again about the anti-jamming. SAL-2 will be more advanced than SAL-1, so we will have a highest performance and more security for the anti-jamming or for the interference mitigation.
You've chosen Mitsubishi to build this satellite for you. What capabilities will the satellite own? And how will it address the market?
Regarding the capabilities actually, so we will have a higher performance as ultra HD channels. We will have more capacity actually in the same orbital position, which we can fulfill the demand actually in this orbital position. About the anti-jamming, we will have more secure, which is more security than SAL-1 actually for the interference mitigation. Maybe actually we can talk why we chose Mitsubishi. Everyone should know actually it was a purely commercial decision. It was a fair bid. Mitsubishi won it actually because actually they won it according to the criteria actually which was put in the RFP. SpaceX is actually here will be the launch. So a lot of people maybe ask, so why we choose SpaceX? So the driver actually for that one actually, because the timing slot actually, it will be purely actually Ku band transponder. Maybe we can have for the uplink only Ka transponder. So it can be uplinked Ku or Ka and the downlink will be Ku. Regarding the expansion, actually we decided to go with the SAL-2 because there will be a big demand in this orbital position actually for the Ku and also for the Ka. One of our drivers actually is our major customers actually. We know out their plan and they are going to expand. That's why actually we want to fulfill their requirement.
SAL-SAT, you are also planning to expand with new ground facilities.
It should be ready actually at the mid of 2016. This will give us the full control of SAL-2. This is the main driver actually, because SAL-2 will be our own today, or the other things actually to provide more services for our customers as uplink facilities, playouts, the different services.
The MENA region is becoming increasingly competitive. How do you see this market playing out? What will the drivers be going forward?
The main driver actually in this market is the content. Before the service provider will give, but now we can see that the driver now for the market is the content. Okay, let's say the small customers or the TV broadcasters, okay, they will follow the content in which service provider and they will follow it. So the main driver, I can see it in this market now, is the content. There will be a competition, okay, in the prices for sure. Okay, but how you can get your customers, so it depends on your strategy, your techniques, these things. Yeah, and quality of service, sure.
What further expansions do you have? After SAL-1 and SAL-2, there must be an SAL-3.
The succeed actually of SAL-1, and we hope that SAL-2 will be succeeded also. Actually, we started already the studies for SAL-3, collecting the requirement. The coverage, maybe it will be MENA region, but we are thinking according to the requirement actually to expand also to cover more regions. All the satellites in the future, we're thinking actually, so it will be our own satellites.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Nice to have you here again.